This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is investigating a juvenile's death. It happened this afternoon at Maggie's Farm, a pot dispensary in Manitou Springs. Sergeant Minot with the El Paso County Sheriff's Department.
Mines detectives have assumed responsibility over this investigation. It was in the actual parking lot of Maggie's Farm, so directly in front of Maggie's Farm in that parking lot.
She says there's no known danger to the public. Police have set up a crime scene area around, including tape around the parking lot of the dispensary. The cause of the death has not been released. It's not clear if anyone has been taken into custody. And sad news, the Colorado Springs Fire Department says a climber died in Cheyenne Canyon after requesting help because of an injury. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold.
The unidentified man was climbing with another person when he became stuck about 200 feet above the ground yesterday morning. The man reportedly had fallen and injured his ankle, and rescue teams were working to get above him to get him down. However, the rescue operation turned into a recovery after the man apparently died before help could reach him. The Colorado Springs Police Department is investigating the climber's death. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
Cheyenne Mountain High School has now adopted a new mascot. They, according to the Facebook page, they are going to be called the Hawks. More than 2,700 alumni, according to their Facebook page, and parents, students, and others responded to the district's online poll of prospective new mascots for Cheyenne Mountain High School. The Red Tail Hawk won over the Miners and the Wild and the Mammoths. The poll results can be viewed on their Facebook page. The Board of Education will next meet to consider the resolution officially designed as the Hawks, and that is underway right now. Colorado Springs Fire got a call from a woman who was lost in the drainage system near Nevada and Motor City. You may have seen all the fire trucks and fire department personnel in that area. Luckily for the woman, she had a phone.
She actually gave really good directions, and we had her on the phone, and she kept talking to our dispatcher. And in all reality, after we were able to really figure out her location, it took us, we opened up the manhole cover and lowered a ladder down to her, and she was able to come out on her own.
That's Captain Mike Smaldino with the Colorado Springs Fire Department. He says the situation could have been much worse if it had been raining. He says even if it's not raining in one part of the city, the system carries thousands of gallons of runoff from other parts of Colorado Springs that can quickly fill up. Colorado Springs gas prices have risen 4.3 cents per gallon in the past week, averaging $3.45 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy, a daily survey of 246 stations in Colorado Springs. Gas prices in the Springs are 30 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand a dollar higher than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy's price reports. The cheapest station in Colorado Springs is priced at $3.22 a gallon, while the most expensive is $3.75 a gallon. Moving down the script, Matthew McConaughey is speaking about unity on Twitter, and that's fueling speculation that he could be entertaining Texas politics. That, according to the actor who lives in Austin, used the 4th of July holiday to call for Americans to come together.
We each have innate abilities that others don't have as people and as states, but at the same time, we are all in this together. And if you don't purchase that, move on.
The latest poll from the Dallas Morning News shows that if McConaughey decided to run, it would be a virtual tie with Republican Governor Greg Abbott.
Well, there are a lot of storms out there on this Tuesday evening across southern Colorado. Some of those are turning severe with large hail and damaging winds. We're also watching for a flash flooding potential across the mountainous terrain, especially over the burn scar areas, as some of these rainstorms are producing about 1 to 2 inches of rain in a short amount of time. Now, the temperatures will fall as the night moves on. We're looking at temperatures falling into the upper 50s for Colorado Springs and the lower 60s for Canyon City and Pueblo. It'll be a quiet overnight, and that'll lead us into a quiet Wednesday, but temperatures rise into right around average. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Andy Stein.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.